Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The broken consort repertoire was unique to Elizabethan England. Its varied instrumentation, lute, bandora, bass viol, cittern, treble viol, and flute, yielded very beautiful results with lots of different tones and timbres. This week on Harmonia, we'll explore music for broken consort. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com. Thank you. pieces found in Shakespeare plays performed by musicians of the globe, directed by Philip Pickett. Imagine yourself living in England at the end of the 16th century, 1599, if you will. You're shopping for music at your local bookseller and come across something that just came off the presses. The title page reads, First Book of Consort Lessons by Thomas Morley. You look further and discover that the music is not for the usual homogeneous set of instruments, but for mixed consort. The instrumentation includes lute, bandura, bass viol and treble viol, cittern, and flute. This is the combination the English called broken consort. La Volta, performed by the musicians of the globe, directed by Philip Pickett. Looking through these Morley consort lessons, it becomes clear that he really likes the music of John Dowland. Here's an excerpt from the original lute version of Dowland's Frog Galliard, followed by a broken consort version. Thank you. two versions of John Dowland's Frog Galliard. First, the original, played by Hopkins and Smith, followed by another version by the musicians of the Globe, from a CD called Shakespeare's Music. Morley's collection of consort music also included one of Dowland's most popular songs, Can She Excuse My Wrongs?
Can she excuse my wrongs with virtue's cloak? Shall I call her good when she proves unkind? Are those clear fires which vanish into smoke? Must I praise the leaves where no fruit I find? No, no, where shadows do for body stand? Thou mayst be abused if thy sight be dim. Cold down is like to words written on sand. Oh, to bubbles reach and the waters swim. Wilt thou be past the music still? Sing and she will write me them. If thou canst not o'ercome her, will thy love be thus fruitless ever? Wilt thou be past the music still? Sing and she will write me them.
Versions of John Dowland's song Can She Excuse My Wrongs, the first by Emma Kirkby and Anthony Rulli, and the second by Philip Pickett's Musicians of the Globe.
Thank you.
If melancholy can be described as a form of expression, then Elizabethan song was the blues of its day. Francis Pilkington was one composer who embodied the sentiment perfectly in his lute songs. Here's a mixed consort arrangement of two of his songs for soprano and instruments performed by a group aptly named Broken Consort. In between, they perform an upbeat anonymous song called The Dark Is My Delight.
Thank you.
Three songs by English composer Francis Pilkington, played by the group Broken Consort, from a CD called Muovere gli Affetti. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Thomas Morley was a bit sneaky in not acknowledging the original composers of the pieces included in his book of mixed consort music, although time and curiosity have discovered his sources. As we heard earlier, John Dowland was very well represented in his collection. His lute variations on Go From My Window get their own mixed consort arrangement by Morley's contemporary Richard Allison. Thank you. We've heard Dowland's Go From My Window, performed by lutenist Ron McFarlane, followed by a version for mixed consort by Richard Allison, performed by the Musicians of the Globe, directed by Philip Pickett. If there was a list of the top 10 most popular songs at the end of the 16th century, As I Went to Walsingham might have been number one. The song was so catchy that people arranged it for different instruments, including solo lute, solo viola da gamba, and of course mixed consort. Next we'll hear four different short versions, starting with a bit of the original song.
Thank you.
4 different brief versions of the Elizabethan tune Walsingham, all anonymous, except for the lute version by Edward Collard. They were performed by the musicians of Swan Alley. Our new release this week features soprano Véronique Gens and the ensemble Les Talents Lyriques, directed by Christophe Rousset, performing scenes from French Baroque and classical operas spanning nearly 100 years. Composers represented include Lully, Campra, Rameau, Mondonville, Leclerc, Royer, and Gluck. We'll hear the overture, Air de Circe, and the Deuxième Air des Démons by Jean-Marie Leclerc from his work Scylla et Glaucus.
Thank you.
Three movements from the opera Scylla et Glaucus by Jean-Marie Leclerc, sung by Véronique Gens with Les Talents Musiques, from a new CD on the Virgin Classics label called Tragédienne. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Harmonia's website includes lots of information about the program and the Harmonia Program Archive in case you missed any of the Harmonia programs. That website is harmonia.indiana.edu. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.